This is WC Chronicles of the Shiny Squirrel Podcast. We have a new cast member joining us for the riffing session. It's Olivia Kwoki. I'm probably mispronouncing her name, but she is now joining the cast along with Ellie Cheer and Maya May, who is still in the Ukraine visiting family. That's as in Ukraine, Russia. That's where she's originally from. But Ellie Cheer and now Olivia Kwoki is now part of the cast of this goofball ragtag mix of characters we have of Improvist. And this is episode number 14, the E-Ticket, we're going to call it. The E-Ticket with Olivia Kwoki. So enjoy. It's the Shiny Squirrel Podcast. Special edition riffing. Because we have a new cast member joining us. Yes, the Goofy, the one, the only. Introduce yourself, Goofy One.
My name is Olivia Kwoki.
Olivia Kwoki.
Yes.
Now, is that like a Wookie or a Stookie or something? Explain your, what is your heritage? Where are you from, the land of Kwoki?
I'm actually from the land of Starburst.
The land of Starburst.
Yes. Okay, slash Klingon.
You gotta speak real loud, real clear. Klingon, okay, because you're gonna be...
So here's Starburst and here's Klingon.
Uh-huh.
So they're like right in the middle.
Right in the middle, that's where your inhabitants was?
Mm-hmm. But right side's the Klingon, left side's the Starburst.
So that's why you don't have the full Klingon forehead. Just kind of... And then, but you like... I think they like to sing on the planet of Starburst, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought. And that's why you're gonna be doing with us very soon Klingon karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, you're going to do some riffing with me. I'm WC Chronicles. Do you know what riffing is?
Yes, I do.
Do you want to explain it?
Okay, so riffing is like when a random generator gets random words, and then the first thing that pops up into your mind, you say what's on your mind.
First thing that comes to your mind.
Yes.
If it's a character, a boy, it's a joke, anything.
Yes.
A story, whatever you want to say or do.
Mm-hmm.
You want the first word, Olivia? Fuki?
Yes.
First word is electricity. Electricity.
The thing that comes to my mind, I was watching like a Scooby-Doo thing.
Yeah.
And there's this circuit. They're playing like a video game.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get programmed into the video game. So they're actually walking in the video game. And then so there's like clones. There's like two of them. There's a real one. And then there's like the programmed one.
Right.
And then there's like this electricity guy. And he's like so...
I think I remember that.
Yeah. And he's like blue.
It,
and he's like...
And he had, it had that weird sound. I remember that cartoon.
And then it's like... And he just like... He like... I, he gave me nightmares when I was little.
Yeah.
It was scary. He still scares me with the face. And when they go into that like... The circus. And like... They try to throw like those balls, you know, when they like throw the ball.
The nets or something?
When you get like 100, 50, like 20, 20. I forgot what those things are called. Like skee ball.
Oh, the little basketball, baseball things.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so like he like unplugged all the games, and then the games were like coming at them on the other side. It looks really weird.
I got something that's almost kind of scary. It's not scary. It's just kind of ooky. I remember growing up on our farm, we had electric fences all around the cow pastures and the goat pastures and everything, because we had to keep the animals inside the pens. And every so often, there would be a not-so-smart bird come along. Okay? Bird, I say not-so-smart because they thought they could land on this electric fence wiring, okay? Now, the voltage is not real bad. It's enough to make you wake up and go, I'm not touching that again, okay? But to a small bird, that's a big jolt of electricity, okay? So every so often, we would find a bird's claws wrapped around the electric wire where they were coming and trying to land, and their claws would be wrapped around that electric wire, and before they could get free, it would zap them to death. So we would find these dead birds with their claws still on the electric wires hanging upside down.
More birds! Stupid birds!
I mean, it's kind of what you call the thinning of the herd, you know? You know what that, you ever heard that term, thinning of the herd?
No.
Thinning of the herd means getting, like if you got like a herd of deer or buffalo or something. The old ones that die off, because the young and the strong survive. thinning the herd with the stupid, getting rid of the stupid and the old ones who can't survive. They're bad for the gene pool. So a bird on an electric wire is actually good for the bird community. But it was horrible because you'd have to go up and you'd have to pry their little dead bird toes off of the wire to throw it away.
I have a dead bird on my roof. It's like head is gone and you can see its bones.
You have one now?
Yeah.
And it's just sitting up there cooking and baking in the sun?
Yeah, it's like a pigeon. And then, like, the pigeons, so often they're like, they just peck at it and eat it. I get so disgusted. Like, you guys are supposed to be like vegetarians or something.
I hate pigeons, you know why?
Why not?
They poop on your car.
I don't have a car, so I don't have that problem.
But they could still poop on you.
I've never had a bird poop on me.
Well, maybe we will not try to arrange that and get lucky that you don't have a bird poop on you.
Okay.
Are you ready for the next word?
Yeah.
Pale.
Pale.
And I'm going to say, the word that the generator gave was pale. P-A-L-E. But I think it should be like a homonym or whatever they call that word spelled differently, like P-A-I-L. So if you want to put a pail, like a bucket, or a pail, like, hey, pale face or something, okay? Or I can go first.
Yeah.
Okay. Makes me think of, it was that episode, did you ever see Seinfeld? Are you familiar with the, in a galaxy far, far away before you were probably old enough,
I've seen it on TV where it's like S-I-E-N.
Yes.
Field.
Yeah. The comedian Jerry Seinfeld, his TV show he had a long time ago called Seinfeld.
I don't watch it, but I've seen it on the guide.
Well, you should watch it. It'll be a good influence on you, okay? Okay. Anyway, it was an episode of where Elaine had a friend who was Native American, and Jerry comes in, and he was going to where they were at, and the lady had just bought one of these Indian statues, okay? And it was the funniest part because he walks up to it and he starts shaking it back and forth. It's going, hiya, 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 how you doing? Hiya, how you doing? And it was so funny because it made the lady who was Native American kind of offended, but he didn't know that she was Native American. But just that part, they probably couldn't get away with that on TV today.
Nope.
Okay, walking up to the statue going, hiya, how are you, how are you doing? That's my, because I think pale, how do I get that? Okay, pale, because Indian, in the old cowboy movies, the Indians, and these are like back in the movies, they go, oh, pale face, come over hill. White man. So what's your story on pale? Other than you got to watch Seinfeld now.
Yes. Well, you know Tom and Jerry?
Yes.
Okay, so like there's another one, and The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Itchy and Scratchy.
Yeah. And so, like, I know, like, they kill each other. It's really weird. Oh, how can, like, a mouse, like, carry, like, this big hammer? This imagine on a cat, when a cat's, like, carrying this, like, big sledgehammer.
It's The Simpsons.
And I remember this one commercial where they would take, like, a pail, like, a bucket.
Yeah.
And then, like, the mouse would put it on the cat, and the cat wouldn't know, and they sliced off his own toe.
Yeah.
Oh, so suspenseful.
The fact that you mentioned that, there's that episode of The Simpsons where Homer gets the bucket stuck on his head. You remember that one? And then he's having Bart drill the two eye holes in the bucket. And so he's drilling the first hole. And I think this is the way he does it. You hear him go, that's good, that's good, that's good. He does the first hole, okay. And then he's doing the second hole of the bucket. And he's going, that's good, that's good, that's good. And you hear this squish, like the drill. He goes, too far, back it out. So you saying Homer. The Simpsons makes me remember that episode of The Simpsons where Homer gets the bucket on his head. Does that take your memory anywhere else? Or we don't have to keep using words wherever that you want to riff.
Well, it's like, you know how like you were talking about the eye?
Yes.
Where's so like Homer, he was on the roof with Bart, and he was like doing this, but he had the nail underneath.
Yeah.
And he'd go one, two, and then on three he'd lift his thumb up, but then he went like this, yeah. And he hammered it down, and then it was on his thigh. He didn't know that. And so you know how the roof, it goes, you have to nail one in it, and if you like pull it off, all the others go off. Yeah. So he was running down the roof, and all you could see was like the nail in him, and he's screaming, and like all of the roof came off, and then Bart's like sitting there, like laughing. And then Homer's neighbor, I forgot his
name. Mr. Flanders. Ned Flanders. Hey diddly-doo, neighbor, how you doing there? Well, I don't know, Homer, that's not a good idea, I think, to be putting live goldfish on the barbecue like that.
Oh, so Flanders was like, I don't think that's a good idea, Bart, and he was like sitting on the gutter, and Homer was like strangling him, and then they're all like, shut up, Flanders, this is a great idea. And then like, okay, so he did it again, and he got the hammer stuck in his eye, and then he just started running again.
I love it when Homer gets hurt, he's like, he's yelling. Let me hear you do the imitation of Ned Flanders.
Hey diddly-doo.
Now come, do out the giggle. Okay, okay.
Hey diddly-doo.
There's more than that. Come on. Hey diddly-doo there, neighbor. Homer, I don't think it's a good idea to be eating goldfish like that. That's not sushi from Petco.
I wish you didn't have the devil's curly hair.
Oh. All right, so have you ever seen a movie called Flubber? Robin Williams was in it. It was on the Disney. It was a Disney made it some time ago. You know what Flubber is? It's not real, but it's like this material that can bounce to incredible heights, and they can put it on everything like tennis shoes, and make you bounce real high on car bumpers.
No, but that reminds me of a movie.
Well, this was the original Flubber movie that had a guy named Dean Jones, a Disney movie, and he was a scientist, always tinkering in the lab and stuff. And this was the beginning of the movie when he first made the Flubber. He blew up the laboratory where he was doing all the scientific experiments with the flask and the beakers and everything. And he blows a hole in the ceiling. Okay? So his
now you have a chimney.
He had more than a chimney, but what the funny part was, I remember this was so funny because my dad was laughing at it so hard. That's what I remember. They took, the oldest boy was like a high schooler or something. I can't remember his name. It was like Brad or Jonathan or something. And his dad tells him to go put a tarp over the hole in the roof, okay? Mm-hmm. Like a sheet or something. And he goes up there and he's just kind of pitches, wasting time. He puts the sheet over it. And the dad comes up, goes down the story a few minutes, that his dad is coming up and climbing up the ladder. And so the sheet is over his head. It's climbing like this, coming up. And it shows the boy picking up the hammer. He's getting ready to hit whatever it is that's coming up, ripping the sheet up, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
And I just remember my dad was laughing so hard at that because he's getting ready to hit it. And then the dad says his name, Jonathan. He puts the hammer.
Oh, it takes the sheet. I wasn't going to do anything.
Yeah, I wasn't going to do anything. I wasn't going to hit it. That's what that makes me think of. So you need to watch Seinfeld and you need to watch the original Flubber.
Okay.
Where do you want to go now? New word, or do you have another thought?
I have another thought.
Tell me the next thought.
So you know how you said like it would bounce really high? It mm-hmm. reminds me of Inspector Gadget.
Ooh, yeah.
When he would like have those shoes, and he'd go like bounce really high onto the cars and everything. Yeah, I used to watch that when I was camping, and I want to watch it again when we go to Oregon and Laughlin. Mm-hmm. Because that was like my favorite. And Aladdin, I would watch that so much.
The cartoon or the movie?
The movie.
The movie, okay.
And the Pink Panther.
The Pink Panther, the movie?
Dun-dun-dun.
Or the
episodes,
cartoon?
Like, they had like cartoons and movies.
Okay, so cartoon. Okay, so you're talking about the Pink Panther cartoon, right?
Yeah.
Did you ever see any of the Blue Aardvark? And the ant who always torments the Blue Aardvark. Yes, I love that one because I always liked the way the aardvark would talk. He'd go, if I can do his voice. What's a hungry aardvark supposed to do? They're getting decent dinner around there. I gotta go down and work at the laboratory. I gotta go. You know, let me hear you do an imitation of the aardvark.
What a
revolting development this is for an aardvark.
I don't know. I have to just go in his little ant party and get him now with his little ant friends. Then I'll have a buffet of ants.
What a revolting development this is. How's an Aardvark supposed to get any ants for dinner around here with Obamacare all around?
I like that one. That's cool. I like that cartoon a lot. You want to do one more word?
Yes.
I'm going to give you the word spike. S-P-I-K-E. Spike.
Okay, so when I was going to, I had to do a commercial in California. Mm-hmm. So we went to Burbank and my mom just wanted to go to the mall. So we went to the mall and in the window we saw this like shoe.
Yeah.
It's like a tennis shoe. It had like spikes coming out of it. I was like, Mom, I want that shoe so I can kick someone and it will hurt. And she's like, no, you're not getting that because maybe one of your brothers will put it on them and go like karate someone.
Now, was it like spikes on top of the shoe?
It was like,
or on the bottom?
It was like spikes coming out from here and here. And
that everywhere. Could be dangerous.
And they were like gold spikes.
Yeah.
It was like, that was like the worst mall I've ever went to because there was dog poo and dog pee. It was so gross.
That would be bad.
Can I talk?
Makes me think of spikes because I used to play soccer and we would have the spikes for the soccer shoes and it would get so muddy when you were playing soccer. You would lose traction and you would have to stop and reach down and pull out these big clogs of mud from your spikes from our soccer shoes. And you'd have to sit there and just you'd have to do that like 12 times during a rainy soccer game. In Oregon. Always pulling mud. Well, Olivia Kuki, this is our wrap-up to our riffing session.
Yay!
And coming up in a few weeks, we're going to have you doing Klingon karaoke, right?
Banana, kosadana. Yes.
That's Klingon karaoke, and this has been Shiny Squirrel Podcast with Olivia Kuki riffing.
Yes.